And tonight's game brought to you in part by Clee's Bar and Grill, open 7 days a week on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights, where winter specialty nights are back. Join Clee's for an Irish whiskey tasting seminar on Wednesday, March 5th. And then, of course, the St. Patrick's Day Parade on Saturday, March 8th. And at the end of tonight's game and all our games in the Shore Conference Tournament, we will present our Player of the Game with the Clee's Ocean Trophies Player of the Game Award.
Said that whiskey tasting with such great enthusiasm.
It's a great time of year, Matt.
March.
Yep.
Turn the calendar. Almost there.
We sure are.
We are almost here for the start of the second half with St. John Vianney leading Manasquan 25-24. Thanks so much for joining us here on a Tuesday night. We're doing game number two, second semifinal, St. Rose Rumson. Boys semifinals tomorrow night. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Manasquan will start with the basketball. Their original five back out on the floor. Mabry, Sullivan, Ford, Hageman, and Hart. Sullivan, nice backdoor cut for Ford, who will get the shot down inside and score her second basket of the night. She's got four. Well-designed play out of the break and gives Manasquan a 26-25 advantage. Five back on the floor as well for St. John Vianney. Gallagher, Uribe, Campbell, Berriant, and Caponegro. Here's a layup attempt inside for Uribe. Missed it. Loose ball picked up, however. Uribe missed another one from the right side. Gallagher, however, checks down the loose ball. Feed inside for Caponegro. And a whistle will come on Hart. Now, tough call right there on Eva Hart from what we saw.
No, that was a bad call.
Looked just like she was going for the basketball.
It was a pass. She read it, went in, and got her hand on it, and there was no foul. Should not have been called.
Her second, team's first. Caponegro cut off baseline by Sullivan. Teams have switched ends. Vianney coming at us. Nice spin move in the lane for Berriant, who gets her second basket. A team leading eight.
Of course, the Manasquan problem there was Sullivan had the rebound, lost it. It led to the possession continuing. Vianney scores off of it. That's one of those that doesn't show up in the books.
27-26 Vianney. Mabry this time on the drive. Wild attempt from the left side. And a loose ball foul coming here on Bridget Ford. That's going to be her third. And with the first two whistles of this second half, Kevin, you get already a sense that Manasquan a little frustrated with maybe how the whistles are coming.
I think just playing a little too much one-on-one basketball, something they did not do in the first quarter when they really moved the ball well as a team.
Pass poked out of bounds by Manasquan. Will stay with Vianney on the baseline. Ford will stay in with the three personal fouls, at least for right now. Campbell will trigger the inbound. Gallagher has it. It is deflected out. Last touch by Vianney.
Good play by Hageman as she reached in, batted the ball away, went off a Lancer player out of bounds, and Manasquan basketball.
Ford almost whistled for the 5 seconds, able to get it in and up court. Hageman, good skip pass for Mabry. She'll pull back out. Her team down by one, 27-26. Screen and roll, inside pass for Sullivan, deflected away. This is Uribe in transition. Gallagher has it far side corner. Up top, Caponegro. Here's the feed inside for Berriant, and a wild scramble on the floor. It'll be a jump ball. Caponegro on the deck with Hart and Ford. On the possession hour, it will be Vianney basketball.
Give Hart credit. She did a nice job again. Read the passing lane, got involved in that one, and forced the jump ball.
Campbell again will trigger the inbound. Finding Caponegro off the screen, curling around. That shot no good. Loose ball foul coming here.
Should be Campbell.
On St. John Vianney. It will be her first. A check at her second, team's first.
Good box out by Hart that time. Forced the play over the back.
6 minutes to go, third quarter. Vianney up 27-26. Hageman breaks the pressure with the dribble. In trouble now, throws it away to Berriant. Up ahead of the field for Campbell. Looking for contact, got it, and the foul. Ford will get tagged for her fourth, and a lot of credit that time to Kelly Campbell, who was way ahead of the field, wanted the foul, got it, and will go to the line for the three-point play.
And now Ford will exit, I would imagine, for a long time, Matt, with four fouls and still 5:49 left in the third quarter.
Third team foul on Manasquan. Campbell missing the free throw. Loose ball. Last touch by Caponegro. It'll be Manasquan basketball. Definitely the second half because the coach is now angling for every potential call that they can get. Mabry can't get the ball in and will have to call a timeout to avoid the five-second call. We'll keep it here with 5:47 to go. 29-26, St. John Vianney.
Kind of looks like Manasquan has lost their composure a bit, to be honest with you. They had 19 points less than a minute into the second quarter, and we've now got 5:47 left in the third quarter. They've scored seven since then. And there's no flow on offense, a lot of one-on-ones. And I think what you said, kind of getting a little frustrated, thinking the whistles are not going their way, looking for things. This is a very talented team. And now, you know, the job of Lisa Kokoda is to settle everyone down and get them to play like they played in the first quarter.
Off the timeout, it will be Manasquan basketball. Vianney will back their pressure off and let Mabry bring it up unimpeded to the half-court line. Check quickly there by Caponegro. Flip pass at the circle for Clark. Clark dumping inside for Sullivan. Steps out to the right elbow. Mabry uses the screen. Fires a three. That's off the mark and no good. Loose ball picked up by Uribe. Weaving her way through traffic. Up ahead of the field. On the left side for Campbell. Step back jumper. That's off the mark and no good. Hart with the rebound. Ball down in the corner. Inside pass. Sullivan miss the layup from the left. Nobody around her, just flipped it up there too fast.
Boy, you can't miss those. After a great start for Sullivan, there's been a lot of frustration since.
29-26. Caponegro will bypass the three. Give it to Campbell. That shot off the mark. Rebounded by Hageman. Breaks the timeline with a fast dribble. Right side of the lane. Gets bumped on her way and will shoot two from the line.
Well, probably was lucky she got fouled because I think she had gotten into that no man's land, but she will go to the line for a pair. And Hageman, one of the key players on this Warrior team, has yet to get into the scoring column.
We'll have a chance here from the free throw line. The season, however, not great. Just 56% from the stripe. Several bounces. High arcing shot. Does get it to go. Her first point of the night. Substitutions into the game here. Pirro. Crouch. Check into the game.
You know, there was so much expected of Hageman after a breakout sophomore season. She clearly has had her moments, but has kind of struggled with her shooting for a good portion of this season.
Gets the second free throw as well. Her first two of the night. 29-28, Vianney. Here comes a double. Campbell was bumped. Hageman or Clark. Referee will have a pick here.
I think it's Hageman.
And it is. It'll be her second. Fourth team foul already for Manasquan. They've piled up quickly. Something to keep an eye on here. In a tight game, who gets to the line first with a 1-1? In the backcourt, Uribe goes away from the screen, comes right. Now matched up 1-on-1 with Hart. We'll flip up top, Berriott. Mabry picks the pocket, and we'll have an easy layup from the left side that she missed. Clark wisely following the play will be fouled on the putback and will go to the line for two.
Got to work on those layups before the state tournament.
Sullivan missed one from the left. Mabry missed one from the left, both with no pressure.
Campbell just picked up her third foul. That's one to watch.
Clark will rattle home the free throw. She's got 9. Berriant will check out. Kimmy Evans back into the game for Vianney.
Evans gave them a nice contribution in the first half with 5 points off the bench.
Clark's second free throw also good. First player in the double figures for Manasquan. The freshman's got 10. Manasquan with the lead back as well. 30-29. 4:10 to go in the third quarter. Evans had it poked out again by Mabry. Here's a loose ball turnover. Hageman with a 3-on-2. Has her shot blocked by Pirro. Loose ball by Mabry. She is bumped on the way up. But the referee will whistle a jump ball. Possession will stay with Manasquan.
Well, I know the Manasquan fans wanted a foul, but I think the jump ball was called before the contact. I think they did both lock on the ball, and then the contact took place, but the jump ball had already been called. But that will be a foul.
Be a foul on Pirro. It'll be her first, team's fourth. No, Kevin, the way we've described this game, I feel like, when you look up at the scoreboard, Manasquan is still winning this basketball game.
I know.
It doesn't really seem like they should be.
Yeah, no, Matt, you're right.
30-29, Big Blue up, 3:59 to go in the third. Off the inbound, Mabry gets it. Penetrates, leaves for Sullivan. Her three deflected partially by Evans. Out of bounds, last touched by Manasquan.
I don't think that's the kind of shot that Coach Kokoda wants her center taking.
Ball brought up by Crouch. Got stuck and will get called for a travel.
You know, after the first quarter, it looked like there'd be some pace and some points scored. And I think I made the comment, wouldn't be surprised if this game gets played into the 40s. And, Matt, we're on pace for about that.
32nd timeout has been called by Dawn Carpell. 30-29 our score, 3:43 to go in the third quarter.
And tonight's game brought to you in part by Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, now with 11 locations in the Shore area, including their newest in Lakewood, Lacey, Manahawkin, and a second Toms River location on Mule Road. Visit AtlanticPTCenter.com, the official physical therapy provider of the Lakewood Blue Claws.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Brad Biroscano, our on-site engineer, Ray Malaspina back in the studios. The coach, Ed Sarluka, in charge of water delivery tonight, has been on top of that for sure. Manasquan puts the ball back in play. 3:40 to go, third quarter. Big Blue lead by 1. Rumson and St. Rose to follow semifinal number 2. Clark almost lost the basketball. Hageman leading off for Mabry. She'll take a 3, rimming out halfway down. Hageman, though, tracks down the loose ball. Mabry trying to skip one inside for Hart. Hageman again picks up the loose ball. Being harassed here, in trouble. And gets it now to Hart. Mabry down left baseline. Back to Hart. Wide open 3 attempt. Off the mark, no good. Another rebound for Hageman. And this time she's fouled on her way back up.
Boy, that was good work that time by the junior forward, Courtney Hageman. Kind of put her nose to the grindstone, battled inside, and kept that possession alive, and will now go to the line.
Hageman's only 2 points tonight from the free throw line. That foul on Kelly Crouch, her first, team's 5th. Free throw by Hageman is up and in. 3 for 3 from the stripe. Caponegro, Berriant back in for Vianney. Pirro and Evans check out. Adding Masonius has checked into the game for Manasquan. Second one by Hageman. This one off the mark, no good. Rebound cleared by Berriant. 3 to go, third quarter. Manasquan up 31-29. Great drive to the basket by Uribe. She just penetrated quickly past everyone with 5, and the score tied at 31. Mabry breaks the pressure. Sullivan dumped down for Mabry. Great pass and an easy finish for Mabry, who's got 8.
Boy, good teamwork, Mabry and Sullivan, resulting in the easy pass, easy basket, that is, for Marina, her 8th point of the night, as Matt said.
Gallagher wrapping around a screen, wanted Berriant in the corner. Ball deflected out of bounds. Kelly Campbell will come back in with her three personal fouls. Kelly Crouch to the bench. Vianney basketball on the base, on the sideline rather, with 2:29 to go in the third. Uribe trying to throw it in for Berrion. Will flip back up top for Campbell, who gets bumped by Clark. That'll be the fifth Manasquan team foul, first on Stella Clark.
Well, the problem for Clark that time was she's only 5'4". If she's 5'6", she might have got a deflection on the inbounds pass. But after she didn't get it, she banged in to the Vianney player and resulted in the obvious foul call.
In the backcourt, it'll be Uribe. Again looking to penetrate. Again going past Hageman. This time missed the layup inside. Berriant had it poked away. Musonius gets drilled to the floor and a whistle coming. This will be charged against Vianney. It'll be their sixth team foul put up on the board against Caponegro, her second.
You know, Matt, this really could end up to be a foul shooting contest in the fourth quarter, because the next Vianney foul, they'll be over the limit, and two more by Manasquan and they will.
Mabry breaks the pressure quickly. A long pass to Clark, looking for Musonius. Extra pass inside. Sullivan, left side layup. Up and in. Sullivan into double figures with 10. Manasquan up by 4.
And that's what the Warriors did in the first quarter. Penetration, bounce passes, easy baskets. Back-to-back times for them.
35-31. Here's a 3 by Gallagher. It's good. Pretty good way to get into the scoring column. Fadeaway 3 from the corner. 35-34. Clark with a full head of steam. Sullivan, left baseline, splits the double, got the shot to go, but we will have a travel instead.
Well, the pace all of a sudden has picked up. We've now got a little bit of a track meet here as both teams getting up and down the court.
Molly Bryant has checked into the game for Manasquan. 5'5 senior guard. Uribe on the drive. The kick out for Campbell on the right side. Berriant at the left elbow. Will feed for Gallagher left wing. Musonius checking her. Now Caponegro giving to Berriant. Able to get around Mabry through a double team. Berriant missed the shot. Got the rebound back and was fouled on the putback.
Boy, a lot of contact. They let go. And then on the putback, again, you know, Vianney has done a good job of the offensive boards and using their size advantage. Berriant really attacking the offensive glass.
Foul charge to Molly Bryant, her second, team's sixth. Berriant again from the foul line, where she's got 5 of her 9 points tonight.
Looking to get into double figures right here.
Second one on the way. That is good. So 10 for Berriant, and Vianney the lead once again. 36-35, 70 seconds to go, third quarter. Press break again. Hageman from the right elbow. Can't get that one to fall. Loose ball picked up by Clark. Another loose ball down on the floor. And off a jump ball, it'll be Vianney basketball.
We've had a lot of jump balls tonight, I'll tell you that.
A lot of scrambles for the ball, for sure. Both of these teams entering tonight on an 8-game winning streak. Berriant at the foul line. Ball fake against Sullivan. Drives, gets it to go. And the foul.
Well, the best softball player on the floor is right now the best basketball player on the floor as well.
And Berriant starting to assert herself. She's got 12. Sullivan's foul, her second, team's seventh. Everybody going to shoot free throws for the remaining part of this game. 13 now for Berriant. 39-35, Vianney up by 4.
I think that's her biggest lead, Matt.
Good feed inside. Sullivan down low. Pretty pass from Stella Clark. 12 for Sullivan. Might not be the biggest name. Manasquan without Stella Clark tonight would not be in this game.
She's played very, very well off the bench. 22 seconds left. The Lancers may hold here for one to end the third quarter.
Clark pressuring Campbell. 39-37. Got to be close to a five-second call. And then a block coming. Wow. That's hard luck. Clark played great defense. I thought it was going to be close to five, as do people around us. This will be a one and one as Clark is whistled for her second and the team's eighth.
Boy, that is a tough, tough call. You do everything right for 30 seconds, play great defense, and then maybe get a whistle that shouldn't have been a whistle.
Campbell to the free throw line. This will be a one and one. First one out of the way, rattling around, but dropping in. Quiet night so far for Kelly Campbell, who has five. Team's leading scorer at 12. Can get halfway there with this free throw, and does. Substitution into the game. Campbell will sit wisely with the three fouls. And Crouch checks back into the game. 15 seconds to go. 41-37, Vianney. Mabry breaks the timeline with the dribble. Will penetrate into the lane, draw a foul, and go to the line for two.
Kind of the first time she's gotten one of those calls, Matt.
Foul will be charged to Berriant. Her first, team seventh. Ready for a lot of free throws in the fourth quarter?
Boy, it is going to be a contest.
Mabry makes the first. Has the second one coming. Campbell comes back in for the offensive part. 10.9 to go. Second one by Mabry, also good. Eva Hart will check in. Mabry will get a couple extra seconds on the bench here to rest. 41-39. Caponegro puts it in play. Finds Campbell. Double comes. Caponegro doesn't feel comfortable dribbling, but does get it up court. 3 seconds left. Campbell will drive around Sullivan, missed the layup, didn't have a crack at the putback, and we have played three. 41-39, St. John Vianney. We're back for the start of the fourth quarter, right after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to the first of two girls' semifinals here on the Shore Sports Network.